And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. We turn now to a new play that opens this week at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company here in Baltimore. The play is called Red Velvet, and it tells the remarkable story of an actor named Ira Aldridge and his debut in London in 1833 in the famous Shakespearean role of Othello. Aldridge was born in New York in 1807. Theater was his passion, and his dream was to find success as a Shakespearean actor. He was 17 years old when he left his father's home to pursue his craft in England, and that decision transformed the young actor into an international star and a seminal figure in the history of theater. Shirley Bassfield Dunlap is an associate professor in the Department of Fine and Performing Arts and coordinator of theater arts at Morgan State University. She is directing this new production of Red Velvet, and she joins me now in Studio A. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you again also.
So I left out a couple of important facts about Ira Aldridge. Fill in the blanks that I purposely neglected to mention. Mr. Aldridge so important?
You did a wonderful job. I really feel that one of the things that was most important was that Ira Aldridge, who got his start in theater at the African Grove Theater in what we would call Greenwich Village now, in New York, at the age of 17, he was able to take a trip with Mr. Wallace, Henry Wallace, to Europe. But the most important thing that you touched on is that his love for theater was so intense that he defied his parents even in going into this career, because his father was a free slave and a minister, and his mother was a free slave, but they felt that acting was the devil's workshop, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so, but he was such a fine thespian that it was important for him to be able to get roles, and that would of course be to go to Europe. And because during that time, we're talking about emancipation has not yet happened, and so he's not able to get the type of work that he would like here.
And it's an amazing story to think that at a time that in America, chattel slavery was the law of the land,
yes,
here he is, a black actor, the son of two freed slaves, working in theater. Now, how was he received in England? Because England was not absent slavery at that time either. We're talking about the 1830s here.
Right.
This is 30 years before this American Civil War.
Exactly. And when he did arrive in England, they were also in protest about the abolishment of slavery as well as keeping slavery. So I'm not sure if he jumped out the frying pan into the fire, but he was close. He was close. He did quite a bit of acting, but not necessarily all of his acting was at that particular time in Shakespeare roles. And more importantly, they were not Othello, which, as you know, is one of the most important roles in the Shakespearean canon for a black actor, because Othello is a Moor, and so we usually connect that with a person of color. So this is a role that he could easily have played, but unfortunately, that was not part of the of what the Europeans wanted at that time.
And before Ira Aldridge was given the opportunity to play Othello, and it was,
yes,
a big deal thing. It's 1833. It's in London's West End, which even back,
yes,
then was the big, that's the center of theater in,
exactly,
in Europe. How was that role usually cast? These are white people in blackface?
Yeah, that role was cast as white people in blackface. And at the time, he actually replaced Edmund Kean, who was an actor who was at least 30 years senior of not only Ira Aldridge, but even of the role, and they would play it in blackface. And quite honestly, that particular way of playing that role is went on for quite a while. It took 100 years after Ira Aldridge before another black man played the role of Othello, and that was Paul Robeson.
Yeah, and of course Paul Robeson did have a career in film. He had a career in musicals
and singing.
Mm-hmm. But as you say, it's 100 years after this man, Ira Aldridge. I understand that the Morgan State drama group, the group of students, the student-run drama group, is called the Ira Aldridge Club.
Yes, the Ira Aldridge Players.
Yeah,
yeah, we fondly call ourselves IAP, which I was a member of when I was a student at Morgan in the 1970s. It actually before then was called the Morgan Players, and then Dr. Walters Turpin and Mr. Arthur C. Lamb changed the name to the Ira Aldridge Players after, of course, Ira Aldridge. And also the fact of doing plays that were not necessarily that which was of the of black playwrights in the black canon, but plays that would be what we would now call colorblind casting or non-traditional casting.
And of course, you know, that is an issue that is very big in the theater world now and has been for, you know, at least the past generation or so. Red Velvet then tells the story of Ira Aldridge and this initial debut as Othello. What do we learn about Ira Aldridge in the course of this play, Red Velvet?
Well, in the course of the play, you learn that he only did 2 performances of this before he was actually told that not only could he no longer play the role at the Covent Garden, but he could also, they would rather close the theater than to have him play the role until at least Edmund Kean got better or until they could find someone who could replace Edmund Kean. There's a line in the play that says, you know, how ridiculous it is for a black man to play the Moor.
in light of now, that just seems so ridiculous. But of course, at that time, for a white theater manager and a white audience, that was it. So Aldridge was able to break that barrier, albeit very briefly.
Right. But I do want to say that the manager who was at that time, Pierre Laporte, he was a friend of Mr. Aldridge, as well as a friend of Edmund Kean. And he was the one that brought in Mr. Aldridge. But it was not only the cast, but even the critics that were the ones that stopped this play from happening.
Red Velvet. It's at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, and the first preview is tonight. I will be there, and I'm looking forward to it. Break a leg, and it opens on Friday. Tomorrow at 6:30 at the Walters Art Museum in the gallery where there's a bust of Othello and a painting of Ira Aldridge. There's going to be a pop-up performance of scenes from Red Velvet and Othello by some of the actors from Chesapeake Shakespeare. And also on February 12th at the James E. Lewis Museum of Art up at Morgan State University, Chesapeake Shakespeare will open an exhibition of playbills and images of Ira Aldridge. So you can see some primary sources of research into this fascinating historical figure. There are several other related events coming up in the next few weeks. We'll have a link to more information at WIPR.org/midday. Well, Shirley, it's good to see you, and break a leg, as I say, with
Thank
the run.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, Anne Hornaday and Jed Dietz will join us for another edition of Midday at the Movies. We'll get a recap of the Sundance Film Festival, from whence Jed has recently returned, and we'll check out what's in theaters this weekend. Plus, theater critic J. Wynn Russick will review Waitress at the Hippodrome Theater here in Baltimore. Lunch today was provided by the Baltimore Chef Shop. They're on the Avenue in Hamden. They offer a variety of private events and cooking classes for kids and adults, including baking and international cuisines. Coming up, they have Teen Kitchen Techniques. It's a series that runs over 5 weeks, and it covers all the fundamentals that every professional chef has to master in their first year of school. That begins on February 27th. More on the web at BaltimoreChefShop.com. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your listening. Have a great day.